Okay, what are you doing on May 1st?
We're going to
celebrating May Day.
With the labor chorus.
Where are we celebrating May
Day?
In New York City.
Yeah.
Where? The Museum of the City. And what's the event? Okay, have we been there?
Yes.
Are we in the same spot we usually sing?
No.
It's Tuesday.
On the list that I have given you about all the performances, April 21st, how many people are available for that?
That is actually
about 5:30.
What day is
it? It's the SF Street Gallery. That's the one that's the labor arts exhibit.
What day of the week is that?
Saturday.
What time?
5:30.
That's the concert.
Raise your hand if you're available for that day. How many people are available on the 21st at 5:30? Raise your hand and hold your hand up, please. Faces?
That's in Brooklyn.
Richard.
What is it?
It's 55 Hester Street, which is near
Hester Street? I can't hear you.
Yes.
Barbara, we can't hear.
Can't hear you?
No.
Am I not talking now?
No.
People are talking. There's a murmur. Stop the murmur.
No, well, that's April.
That's my car.
Area for us to put our stuff and have water, the fresh vegetables,
whatever.
And the program is, I don't know how many people were around when we just had a lot of civic.
The
artwork is panels that were painted by the artists of San Diego workers. So that's why it's called labor arts exhibit. But it's so impressive with the sound that we made at the Whitney. That's how we got asked to come down to the gallery. So I hope, I told them about 20 people, so by the raise of the hands, I said, we'll do that program. But there's many people that are,
Do you know the nearest subway building?
Museum of the City of New York. Just, The Van Arsdale graduation film is very important gig for us.
What time of day is that?
It's an afternoon gig.
Is that a Columbia again?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where we say that.
Right.
The graduation film, that's his back.
Which one is that?
No, this is a different person.
This year they promised we only have to stand for about 2 hours.
Which one is it? Bobby, which one?
Yeah.
June 8th. You're going to get all, these are.
June 8th.
Getting more information on it besides the one that said about pride. The graduation was at 6. Do you know what happened last year?
We're not going to give you, there are four others that are probably, but
give them to us. We can take you.
They will all be on email and they get your performance, so don't worry about it. Just we're going to give you too much information. It's on an email. It's a list of dates.
It's also posted on the membership.
Okay, also on the members page. Go to the members page.
No, it's the May, April 1st.
Okay.
I think it's a long day.
Anyway, so have checks out for tickets, please. We want to close out for tonight. If you got your checks ready, just take them over to the table so Velma can make you out a receipt. And anybody that didn't get your receipts as yet, they're still being written. Okay? Uh-huh. So everybody get receipts before they leave here tonight.
Do we have any status on tickets?
Yeah, more tickets.
No, not right now.
So we should stop selling?
No, we should continue to sell.
No, I wanted a couple of tickets.
Is that your name and number? You just got to get around to it.
Okay.
Get around to it, okay?
I have an announcement. One of my our Alto Ones been out for a while. She's been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, but her doctor says they caught it early, and she's having surgery on Friday, and she expects to be in the audience to hear us sing on May 5th.
What's her name?
I'm going to Barbara Schwimmer.
Oh.
And I will send you all her address so that if you want to send her a card. We don't do card sending around that we decided years ago.
We
shouldn't be doing it. And we won't be doing it. And so we will send our individual cards. More
and
parts in the
there are lists that the chorus list, she is on that. So.
Yes, that's right. Anybody who has that list, you can just look at Barbara Schwimmer and her address. Takes too much time away from rehearsing. Same reason that we decided not to have personal announcements.
I think it's nice.
Yes, but three cards are going around.
Okay. I think we finally closed the book, the journal. I think, because I have to look at the final proof. But we did really, really well. And I have to thank a lot of people in the chorus who worked so hard to make phone calls, to be a pain in the ass, to push people, to extract things from people. And I'll have a thank you page in the journal. And we made over 20.
Wow.
I added it roughly.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm counting what's
in the journal
actually have in hand and what's been done.
Which is a record for us, and it's also, remember, the journal is our main fundraising tool. I mean, that's it. beyond the ticket.
Yeah, now we know we can pay Janet and
Dennis. Rona really, really did.
This is on the Great Neighbor Arts Exchange. I said I'd be getting back to you once we got the lead pledge. We have, for those who have never gotten a mailing from them, we have some extras tonight. You can see me in the, about it. There's several people who have already gone. Now, what it is that if you go with us as a group, you're going to make your checks out to the Labor Heritage Foundation. Okay, Labor Heritage Foundation. Do not make it up to New York City. So what we're going to ask is that once you decide that you want to go, you send me with a check.
Some back here.
Now, if you don't go with the group, you'll be willing to pay the $125 that they're asking if you're retiree. If not, it's $175 for those of you who are not retirees, okay? And the thing is that the campus is the same campus, which is the Tommy Douglas Center, beautiful campus. And the thing is that you look like you have a regular hotel room. Okay, it's not like a college room, it's really beautiful. So that is gonna be $99 single per night. If you wanna double, get this, $119 for a double, okay? So, anybody want more information, we have these flyers, or you can see me at the end, okay? Yes.
Betty, the bar, or not the bar?
The bar, yes, bring your cash for the bar. You can hang out all night if you want.
No. What? Come on, just go.
Yes, yeah, you get a room, hang out all night.
Hello. Today being Paul's 620th birthday, the final day. Anybody still wants to contribute to the Paul Ross Memorial Plaza? Construction is going to begin. I think in September to help to finish it by January. At Rutgers University. As we have for more flyers about the concert, if anybody wants them.
Any questions before we start?
Yes, Judy?
I just wanted to be sure everybody knows that this year's Celebrate Brooklyn, which is at the Van Sheldon Prospect Park, will be opening on June 5th. And the artist who's going to be opening this year is Common, who is the singer and writer of Glory.
Great. What's our date?
We're back in month.
Okay.
Okay.